Kenny Blumenfeld is with me by phone, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. Thank you for being with us this morning, Kenny.
Oh, thanks for having me. Since last we talked, we lost our entire snowpack in the Twin Cities. I don't know if you had this. We had one saving grace. So it rained pretty hard Friday into Saturday. And then we had this just glorious outbreak of sunshine. And we ended up getting a record high temperature. So it was okay. So what most Minnesotans will remember about the last week, by the way, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Blah, blah. Happy New Year. Yeah. it's been really foggy. We could talk about that. I mean, it's actually some of the foggiest weather many Minnesotans probably have seen. It was incredible. But in the middle of this fog, you know, you often hear the phrase like the fog burned off, which isn't really accurate. What's actually happening, I mean, it's nice to kind of imagine fog burning off, but what's really happening is you have, basically you're in a cloud. You have condensation right above the ground. And the sun starts shining, and it's a fairly shallow cloud usually. And as the sun shines, some of it gets through that cloud, and some of it can strike the earth. And then where that happens, you know, there's sunlight gets absorbed, the temperature goes up, and the amount of moisture in the air stays exactly the same. And so if the temperature increases but the amount of moisture in the air stays the same, then that quantity called relative humidity that we've all heard about, but I'm sure most people don't think about it.
Right.
When that happens, relative humidity goes down. Now, the relative humidity has to be basically 100%, very close to 100%, meaning the amount of moisture that's in the air is the maximum amount of moisture that could be in the air at that temperature. And so 100% relative humidity usually means you've got condensation, you've got fog, maybe you've got precipitation. Wherever the relative humidity is 100%, you usually have condensation of water droplets. And so if the temperature increases, then the air essentially starts drying out. It starts desiccating because the relative humidity drops. And what happened in much of Minnesota, I don't know if it happened up on the North Shore.
Yes, it did.
But it was just amazing. It was hard to forecast because the fog was so dense. I don't think forecasters saw the fog breaking as early as it did. But then it just cleared out. And you had this phenomenally, you know, a really warm air mass in place. I mean, it had been warm enough to produce rain in the part of winter where there's the least amount of sunshine. So it was a pretty phenomenally warm air mass, but it had been warm without having any sunshine. And now you have a warm air mass in place with sun shining, and the temperatures just skyrocketed. I think we hit 47 here in the Twin Cities. Parts of western Minnesota were well into the 50s.
Whoa.
It was kind of a surprise day. So, but that, along with the rain that had come before, it just melted anything that was left of the snow. Now, the northern third of Minnesota is the only area with snow cover. But my understanding from our other conversations was that Two Harbors had been kind of the exception. There isn't a lot of snow if you're right down by the shore. Is that still correct?
Yeah, we were exempt from that original snow, so it's there's no snow at all in town. By the north end of town, you have a couple inches, maybe. And you know, if this had been snow, this last rain, and now with these cold, it would just probably feel like a regular winter with just not as much snow as usual. But that rain was definitely the sinker.
Yeah. And if that rain had been snow, your cold air mass now would be 10 to 15 degrees colder.
Wow.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're talking about, so think of the conspiring forces. So you'd have, you know, 5 to 10 inches of snow on the ground just from that additional snow at a time of year where the sunlight is at its weakest, and it would be a pretty fresh snow. So you've got a low sun angle bouncing off of the bright, white, fresh snow. So you would have the maximum reflection of any time of year. And so you probably would have lost 10, 15 degrees below what we're at right now in this current air mass if we just had that snowpack. So it is pretty cool out across the state. Lots of, you know, sub-zero readings, single-digit readings above and below zero, some double digits, some winds. But it's nothing compared to what we'd have if it was snowy. There was snow on the ground, lots of snow on the ground, different animal altogether. And, you know, here in the climate office, we love winter. We love all our seasons, and we follow the weather. And there is a doozy of a winter storm that is hitting, like Kansas City. Kansas City, it's going across basically central and northern Missouri, much of southern and central Illinois, Indiana. It's hitting pretty, it'll hit pretty square, and Ohio. Nice looking winter storm, over a foot of snow in some areas. Isn't that awful? How dare they? They don't even know what to do with that, They're just gonna, you know, they're just gonna shut down. And
why is that hitting so far south?
Well, the cold front that came through, not after the rain, but the cold front that followed with a little disturbance 1 to 2 days after the rain, plunged pretty far south. It actually went down past the Ohio River Valley. And, this was actually a system that last week, I think I had dangled it out there in the forecast. It looked like possible candidate to hit Minnesota. Pete was pretty excited about it. I was pretty excited about it. But we got, the writing was on the wall basically as soon as we hung up, Katya. The next model run came in and it took it, it started taking it south. And the cold air is, I think your listeners all know this, but that boundary between cold air and warm air is really important. It often is what guides the storms. So if you want to get, be in the best place to get a good heavy snow, you generally want to be within 100 miles on the cold side of the cold warm boundary. And so when we get into a really active pattern, it's usually because we're just cold enough for snow. Maybe even we get into pretty cold air mass, but the warm air is within the region. So both can be kind of accessed by and then traversed by those passing weather systems. The one saving grace that I can tell us all climatologically, that if we want to think optimistically, it would be unusual if the best snowstorm of winter at Kansas City or at St. Louis or in, you know, Carbondale, Illinois, or wherever it's going to hit. It's unusual if their best snowstorm of winter beats our best snowstorm. We tend to have so many more opportunities. So, and also with the cold front that far south in January, I think it's safe to say it has to come north at some point. So hopefully it doesn't just surge north and miss us altogether. But I think, you know, we've had these kind of late winter turnarounds. And this might be the kind of year where we have to do that if we're going to have a winter. But I wouldn't write it off yet either, because February in recent years has been our big producer. And so, we still have a good, I'd say we don't have much coming for a week or two here. So the first half of January is probably not going to be all that impressive, but the second half might have some promise. And again, February has been a big month in recent years. I mean, really totally changed the statistics of snowfall in Minnesota over the last decade or so. So, I think there's plenty of winter and opportunities left, but we're sitting on the sidelines, and I know Minnesotans aren't being particularly good sports about this time.
Well, and I will recall that you did say, I think it was in mid-November, early December, that we really might have a late start to this winter, but to not lose hope. I think at the time you said, you know, there may not be much till January, and of course my heart fell at that moment, but I remember that now, and it gives me hope for, you know, later January, February.
Right. It's so, like you go on a journey and someone tells you it's going to be a hard journey. It's when you're then struggling on the journey. It's good to remember that someone, that wizard in the woods or whatever, told you that it was going to be this way. Yeah, I think you're right. We're kind of in a marginal La Nina, and that La Nina does tend to be a more active winter for the northern part of the U.S. And of course, that can be hit or miss. You got to be near the storm track to have a good winter. But the tendency is more active winter. But there's also the tendency for the first part of that winter to be really warm, which we've obviously seen, and to lack snow. And we've seen that in other La Nina winters. I will say our best La Nina winters start early and end late. But we've also seen the type that show up sometime around the new year or slightly thereafter and really get down to business in February and then kind of do the late lingering Minnesota goodbye.
Yep. All right. And I have one really quick question from a listener about when it seems like wind chill is warmer than the temperature, according to the computerized forecasts. But I think maybe what you're saying is that's just a glitch in the software.
Yeah, that's actually a software glitch. You'll see this sometimes where the wind chill temperature appears to be higher than the actual air temperature, or in the summertime you might see the heat index be calculated as lower than the air temperature. Those are just glitches. Basically, if there's not enough wind, the software should just set the wind chill temperature to be the equivalent of the air temperature. But if you actually run the equation, the equation after rounding might actually make it seem like it's a sort of feels warmer than it really is. That's not a thing, though. We don't have that in the winter.
Yeah.
So it's mostly a software error, and they should probably change their filtering rules so that can't happen, but it's pretty minor.
Yep. Thank you. And thanks, Kenny. Once again, counseling patience. We will talk to you next week.
Yeah. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the cool weather. And it's not as cold as it would be if we had more snow on the ground.
That's right.
Enjoy that too.
Yep. All right. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.